It is Hopper 4.7, Andy and Mel. Good morning. 89 for a high today. It is 64 right now. And we heard there was an accident on I-90 just west of the Marion Road exit,
yeah.
Which I keep forgetting there is a Marion Road exit now. There was a pickup rolled over, and there was police on the scene. This was about, it was a half hour ago. So if you're on the interstate, you might run into that on we did not catch from him which direction it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, it was just west of the Marion Road exit on I-90. So,
and I still can't figure out what the deal was with the ambulances this morning at 5:15 a.m.
If you pick up the Argus Leader this morning, you'll see the hundreds of people who turned out for the first shovel of dirt. The ceremonial first shovel of dirt. For the Denny Sanford Premier Center.
You're wondering why Andy is yelling premier. There is a very good reason why.
There is, because in every press release, everything printed about the new event center, which I thought they should have just called it New Event Center forever, the NEC.
Mm-hmm. The NEC.
Yeah, you know me. Instead, we got the SPC.
I like SPC.
The Denny Sanford is properly titled with the first letter of each word capitalized. But Premier is in all caps.
Yes.
It's kind of like when you receive a text message from somebody and they're really emphasizing that word. It's all in all caps.
Or they're yelling at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see it typed out, you will see it typed out as the Denny Sanford Premier Center.
So we're going to yell Premier from now on. It's way more fun.
Yeah. And
if we say SPC, though, should we say SPC?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Just checking.
There was a, before it happened yesterday, there was a press release from Mayor Huther's office about it. And I found it kind of amusing how overstated the press release was. Like, they even put, you can tell that social media and texting has invaded even the proper world of press releases. Because the title of the press release had an exclamation point on it.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. Girls like exclamation points.
I'm an overuser of punctuation, though. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because one exclamation point is not enough.
It is not enough.
It must be five.
At least. Especially if you're really excited.
But anyway, the press release called it a once-in-a-lifetime groundbreaking.
Well, it is.
Sure.
They're not going to have another groundbreaking for the new event center for that particular one.
Yeah, I know.
So it is a once in a lifetime.
But a once in a lifetime opportunity is like Elton John playing the arena.
He has played the arena.
He won't again.
No, he won't.
And I doubt he plays the new event center either.
He might.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that.
I think he's busy in Las Vegas or something.
All I'm saying is it was just a little overstated. Once in a lifetime.
I like it.
No, once in a lifetime is the Vikings winning the Super Bowl. Once in a lifetime is
the Cubs.
The Cubs winning a World Series, which that's more than a lifetime. But anyway, 1908.
A couple lifetimes.
Yeah, 1908.
Yowza.
That's why I broke up with them. Couldn't take the abuse anymore.
I'm glad that you broke up with them, though, because I'd much rather see you wear the twin stuff like you're wearing today. And
yeah,
you're very
it was
matchy
kind of an,
today.
It was a kind of a very, it was, it's a hat day.
Yeah, I could have wore a hat today.
Because I woke, I don't know how many times I hit my snooze, and I forgot to set my alarm on my phone, so that helps me wake up faster,
yes.
And I didn't do it.
I'm getting my hair cut today, so I really didn't care how my hair looked. I was
yeah.
putting a side ponytail.
I need to get the oil changed on my truck.
You're talking about hats and hair. It worked.
It was pretty off topic. How did we go from the event center to oil changes?
Twins. Your outfit. This is how it works when you don't take your pill.
No, you're the one who's off topic, not me.
I don't really think that
you're the one who's jerking the wheel into the median.
I don't really think that was like that off topic, really.
You said I'm getting a haircut.
Yeah.
Right after I said it's a hat day for me today.
Because you weren't showing your hair because you didn't want to do your hair. So I was stating that I didn't really care what my hair looked like today because I'm getting a haircut today.
Okay, that's what you should have said because otherwise it just sounded like a completely random change of direction.
I really didn't feel like it was a random change of direction. And now that we've gone over that.
Yeah. College football started last night.
Yay!
Yeah.
That didn't go with anything. Well, kind
of. No, that was just an actual change of subject.
And you didn't say anyway.
That's different. I know, because I've already got four drinks this morning and we're only a little over an hour into the show.
Just two.
No, it's at least three.
I started
the show with one.
I only called out two.
No, I called one out myself.
Oh, so that is three.
Yeah.
So you are up to, hold on, as of yesterday, it was 9-3.
I don't know.
So 12-3.
Anyway, USF, they had their first game last night, and the Cougars, they won.
Yay.
Yeah. Their first year in the NSIC.
And, yeah, you know me.
This is going to be a long day. Local best my ass. 709, how about a 4.7?
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
How about a 4.7? Andy and Mel at 723, 89 for a high today. Not too shabby. A lot better than it was yesterday and the day before when it was 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Internet quote of the day, Mel.
I know it's hard to believe that I'm right 98% of the time. The other 2% is when I have to solve math problems.
It was St. Cloud State that USF beat yesterday.
Oh, okay.
In the football.
Football.
The Cougars. 10 years ago, that wasn't fun. Now it's really fun.
Completely.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and St. Cloud State was ranked number 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are we ranked?
I don't think USF was ranked.
Oh.
They were, because this is like their first year in the conference, and I think their first full-fledged year in Division II, because like they transitioned from the NAIA to the NCAA Division II.
Too many acronyms and, this morning.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, I might be wrong about that, though. I'm not sure. But anyway, okay. Yeah, they beat a good team last night. So anyway. Drink. I gotta quit saying anyway. What is with me in that word?
It's your crutch word.
It is.
It's your transitional word. My crutch word is cool.
Yeah. Now I'm up to four drinks.
You are. You are so losing today. This week you have. I mean, I'd have to screw up a lot.
Oh, the week is lost.
Yeah, I'd have to screw up a lot. Well, I only have three.
We still have three dirts left to go.
Well, that's true.
eHarmony just released the results of a study on which careers have the highest and lowest dating compatibility. Some of them make sense. Some of them are completely random. The data is the data. So here's what they found. The most compatible careers for two people together. Number one, male banker, female teacher. Makes sense.
Why does that make sense?
Well, he makes a bunch of money and has his soul crushed while she's wildly underpaid, but feels fulfilled. Nice balance.
Wow. Okay.
Why? That doesn't make sense?
No.
Why does that not make sense?
Why would that be a good pair? One's unhappy and one's not, and one's happy?
Balance.
Okay.
Unemployed male and female personal trainer are compatible. Number three was male banker and female doctor.
Okay.
He makes a bunch of money and has his soul crushed. She makes a bunch of money and feels fulfilled again. And gets to make more than him, so she can crush him, too.
I feel the theme.
Male police officer or firefighter and female teacher.
What do I have to be, a teacher to find a man here? Like, that's...
They're just saying... DJ never makes these lists.
I know. But there, three out of the four here have been being a teacher.
Yeah.
And trainer's kind of like a teacher.
The least compatible careers for couples, retired male and female nurse is number one. Probably because she feels like a nurse at work and at home.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. Retired male and female secretary.
Okay.
Male artist and female student. Because both of them are broke.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Male doctor and female student.
Okay. Alrighty.
Because she's just an accessory.
Mm-hmm. Trophy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she gets a really high GPA, too. The survey also found the pickiest males are engineers, analysts, lawyers, and web developers and bankers.
Okay.
The least picky are soldiers, retired men, students, and skilled tradesmen.
All right. So,
okay. Looked more interesting on paper than it did in practice.
Yeah.
We're going to crack the vault here pretty soon. See how I did that without saying anyway.
Good job. Yeah. Impressive.
That one doesn't count as a drink because it was just an example.
Yes, I know. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll crack the vault here coming up very soon. That will hook somebody up with a $50 party tab if you know all three numbers to crack the vault this morning. That is coming up, plus some dirt. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:42. We are going to top out at 89 today, and we got to get a winner for the vault.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We didn't forget. Thanks to Nate.
We almost forgot. But we sort of forgot.
How?
Well, because usually we ask for people to call out of the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crapola.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay.
361-5557 is the number to call. If you think you know all three digits to crack the vault. Let's see here. How about a 4.7? You're live on the air. Who is this?
This is Shelly.
Shelly, are you at least 21?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, sir. Sorry.
All right, Shelly.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I heard you on the background.
I'm sure you are. Okay, what are the three numbers, Shelly, before I hang up on you?
50, 66, and 9.
Yay!
Okay, yes, those are all three numbers. Hang on the line here. Do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
We got to get your info from you, and then we will get you your gift, what, party tab to
party
the vault.
Party tab to the vault. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. Now Andrea and Mel this morning.
Andy with an I.
Because our names are unisex, both of our names
are. Yeah.
So...
I wonder how long, if there's people who like moved to town or just started listening to us and then they didn't realize which one was Andy and which one was Mel.
That could be confusing.
They might think I was the Mel and you were the Andy.
Yeah, they could. That could be confusing. I could see how people would mess that up if they didn't know for sure.
But no, it's Andy with a Y because a Y is masculine.
And Mel as in short for Melissa.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway. So congratulations to Shelly, even though she thought I was a girl.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I thought
so,
that was funny.
As disappointing as this is, at least you got to appreciate the honesty. In a new survey, 79% of single women say they'd have a serious problem dating a man who makes less money than they do.
Oh, interesting.
And even if everything else was great, 33% say they'd probably or definitely stop dating the guy immediately if they found out he had less money.
Really?
Huh. Would that bother you?
Not really, as long as they have a job.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't care. And if maybe they were going to school, they probably wouldn't have a whole lot of money. So that wouldn't bother me. As long as they have a job.
Gainfully employed.
And don't live with their mom.
Yeah.
In the basement.
Ladies, I would like to know, single ladies, all the single ladies, does it really make that big a deal if the guy makes more than you? Usually, this is kind of flipping the script on it.
It is.
Usually, the question is, guys, do you have a problem with it? Because they're the ones with the giant ego problem. And, you know, well, I need to make more than my woman does.
It's
very
old-fashioned.
I don't care. The more she makes, the more we have. I don't care.
Right.
But if you have a problem with it, ladies, I would love to hear from you. Or just do you have it? Yes or no? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:53. Going to top out at 89 today. It is 64 right now. Yeah. If you haven't checked out the Radio Pup app for your phone yet, you should go download it right now on your phone. Especially if they started blocking us at work. Some offices do that.
Jerk faces.
That mean IT guy.
Yeah.
Blocks us because you're eating up all the bandwidth in the building. Streaming.
Listening live.
So if you can't get us on your computer and you have a smartphone, Android or an iPhone, then download Radio Pup, like puppy.
Mm-hmm.
All one word.
Puppy.
go get that and you can listen and there you go. So we had the story about how 79% of women say they would have a problem with a guy that makes more money than they, or pardon me, less money than they do. And even if everything was great, 33% would probably or definitely stop dating the guy immediately if they found out he made less money.
That does not bother me as long as they actually have a job. And I don't live with their mama.
It would be different too if like she is a doctor,
right?
And he is, you know, does insurance or whatever. I mean, he's going to make a good living, but he's not going to make doctor money.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, but would that bother you, ladies? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Let's see here. We have Zara on the phone. How are you, Zara?
Good. And how are you?
Pretty good. So would it bother you to date someone who made less money than you?
It would only bother me if, you know, I know some men have self-esteem issues, and if every time we got into a fight, they throw in, well, you think you're better than me because you make more money than I do.
Yeah.
True. I could see that being an issue.
If that was the case, so, then yeah, I would totally drop a bad habit.
I think
but
maybe some women have experienced that, and that may be why they don't want to date somebody who makes less money than them. They don't want to face
they don't
want to
deal with
the issue.
Having that thrown in their face every time. Like, screw me, because I got a good job and make more money. Sorry. I should have taken that low-paying job back in the day.
Yeah.
My bad.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for the call, Zara.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I got an email here that said, my husband makes quite a bit less than I do, and I have no problem with that. He has a 4-year degree. He's been in the professional world for 18 years. It's the position that he has that generally makes less than the position that I have. I think it's extremely shallow that anyone would be upset about what the other person's income is, especially when they are working. Freeloading is a different story.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you said, that as long as they're working.
Yeah. So long as you're gainfully employed, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
If it's a dude who's jumping from job to job, I could see that being an issue. Hey, Free Gas Friday song of the day today. This is the last Free Gas Friday of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day weekend. Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day.
I like that song.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow is September.
It is.
Doesn't that freak you out a little?
A little.
August went by in a hurry.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. So when you hear Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day today, caller 10 will get a $100 gas card from the gas stop. So just listen for that sometime today. You could win some gas from the gas stop. It's 757, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.